Low-Key, the fastest podcast on the internet. My name is Bridget, and I am your friendly co-host.
And my name is Molly, and I'm the other friendly co-host.
Now, Molly, today I'd like to show you something very cool.
Okay, what is it?
I now have this really cool scar on my neck.
From what?
From my blind deaf dog.
How did it happen?
She jumped up on me, and her claw went into my neck. But now, I look like a badass.
Yeah.
Now I look like a super cool person.
When I, So, I'm a cheerleader, and I was a side basing, right?
Yeah.
And we were doing a lib, which is where the flyer has 1 foot in the air and 1 foot that I'm holding. And our flyer fell, and I didn't catch her, and her elbow went in my eye socket.
Girl, I thought you were going to say that she landed, like, butt first on your face.
No, her elbow went in my... her elbow went in my eye socket. And my eye got so big and it was so gross. But oh, I, like, didn't put makeup on her or anything because I felt like I looked, like, so cool.
Are you serious? You thought that you looked cool with a shiner? Oh, my God.
I did look cool, though.
I was really upset because when I was in elementary school, So, people did not really like me in elementary school. And I thought that someone purposely did this to me. We were playing kickball. And the kid that threw the ball didn't throw it low enough. So, it hit me right in the eye. And I had a black eye for a week.
That's
and I came home and my parents thought that I had a concussion.
because
I had a black eye. They thought that I had a concussion from this ball hitting me in the face so hard.
That's hilarious. Do you want to know what my mom did when she saw that I had a black eye?
What?
She was like, "You look hilarious. Let me get a photo and take a photo of me."
My dad didn't
even like take me to a doctor's or anything.
I sprained my ankle and we were at this camp where I had no technology or anything. And I sprained my ankle playing Gaga, which is a game where, like, you literally don't even, like, you're not supposed to kick the ball.
Oh, yeah, Gaga ball.
And you have to hit it with your hand, and I somehow managed to sprain my ankle, and so my dad had to come and pick me up and take me to the hospital, and he took a picture with me with my head next to my ankle, and it was the size of a softball.
Oh, my gosh.
It was massive. Oh, my God, it was so big, and I love telling that story, because I have this air cast that I got from it, and it did not work. I did not fully heal from that injury.
That's hilarious.
So now that we've gotten started and haven't even explained what this podcast is about, my name is Bridget, and this is my friendly co-host,
Hi.
Molly. This is this is soon to be your favorite podcast on the internet. This is the modern comedy and advice podcast
yes.
for the modern man or woman.
Yes.
So now I'd like to take us into a little segment I like to call Twitter time.
Ooh.
So I went through and I scoured my Twitter for the best of my favorite tweets that I could find. I think it's really funny that my mom leaves me in the theater to protect their stuff. Like, I can defend it. I barely remember to feed myself.
Wait, leaves me in the what?
The movie theater to protect our stuff.
Oh.
As if I'm going to be able to protect a thief from stealing her purse.
Seriously.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Drew.
What's up, Drew?
This is Drew.
I'd like to say hi to the podcast and all the fans out there. Great group of girls.
Thank you.
Okay, next
Drew was in my debate class last year.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was actually really good.
He's smiling at us right now. He's giving us a little shit-eating grin.
He's actually really good.
Okay, I want you to guess the date on this.
Okay.
I'm at Knott's Berry Farms, and my butt's too big to fit into seats on the ride. Ah, that's me yelling. I want you to guess what year that's from and who it's by.
Why do I feel like that's by Lil Yachty?
In what
like
year?
2016, 2017.
No, you're not even close.
Who is it?
That was a tweet that Shock made.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
In 2009!
Girl.
Man, am I done existing yet? Man, seriously. I made that tweet.
You
that one's mine! Honestly, okay.
You wanna know something?
What?
So the only time I've ever tweeted was to Donald Trump. And the first and last tweet I've ever tweeted was to Donald Trump when I was going into sophomore year.
Okay.
Cause I got to go.
Oh no. Anything that. Anything
it's
that
not bad. It's
on.
Not
anything
bad.
That combines Donald Trump with got to go is just.
Okay.
It's anarchy and chaos mixed in a bowl.
It's not bad, though. So I got to go to the White House for...
You mean you had to go to the White House?
No, I got the opportunity to.
Girl, with what? Like, your
I
debate
don't know.
Class or what?
With my what?
With your debate class or with your family?
No, with my grandma and grandpa.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
cool,
so,
continue.
Yeah, so we went to the White House, and the very first thing I did was I tweeted Donald Trump, and I said, it was something, I don't totally remember, but it was something along the lines of, hey, Donald, I'm pulling up to your house from Michigan, where you at? It was like that, and it was really funny.
I think it's funny that you have the guts to tweet directly at him when you're in his house, because I can't even, at him in my tweets when I live, 1,000 miles away from him, because I will not tweet directly at him I don't like him. I will take a screenshot of his photo. I think I actually have a screenshot of a tweet that I sent where... He tweeted about how the Midwest was super cold and how global warming could not exist.
Mm.
And so I took a screenshot of that tweet and I tweeted at him. I said, man, I live in the Midwest. It is 29 degrees here and I still believe in global warming. Say that to my face. I was so angry about it. Yes, I tweeted it and nobody saw it, which is why I do things like that, is because I know that if somebody sees that I tweeted at Donald Trump, I never want to get blocked by him. Never, ever, because his tweets are too funny to not read. They're too funny to not read.
Don't go on Twitter at all. But, I thought it was funny, and the Secret Service didn't, come at me. Even though I was in his house tweeting him.
Yes, the Secret Service has, a Twitter or something. Yes. Because, obviously, the Secret Service is going to be the first person to come for you when you tweet something.
Well, I tweeted president in his house.
What kind of Secret Service agent is going to come for you on Twitter, which is, a virtual platform in which you can, vocalize your opinion?
I'm sure someone... Oh, God.
Oh, she's become entangled in the headphones.
I'm out. I'm sure someone in, the Pentagon or something, has a Twitter.
Do you think they're, always watching his Twitter? Because I checked the other day, and I'm pretty sure... Yeah, okay, so his president account... He doesn't tweet from his president's account, but, every time the president switches, they gain access to the president of the United States account. So it was Obama, and then...
There's a president of the United States Twitter account?
Yes, but Trump doesn't use it.
I literally didn't know.
Trump only uses his,
personal.
His personal, in certain ways, it's still public, but he only uses that account. And what I think is funny is that as a president's account, he has less followers than he does on his personal account.
Huh.
I think that's hilarious.
He doesn't really use his president account.
Well, but the thing is, I feel like if he switched to the president's account, then man, maybe I don't know anything about presidency, which I don't because I've never been a president of anything. But, I just...
Same.
Personally,
I'm too lazy.
I think that if you're the president, I feel like maybe you should have more followers on your president account than you should have on your business account. Wait, did you just say that you were too lazy? Too lazy to do what?
Be a president of anything. If I was president...
I thought you were saying that you were too lazy to have a Twitter and actually use it.
No, girl. I'm too lazy to be a president of anything. Anything. That's a lot of work. You gotta run a whole program?
Girl, you act like that's so much work. I feel like the most work would come from running the campaign. That's hard, expensive work.
You gotta take responsibility. If something goes wrong, it's your fault.
Well, duh, but, you should be the one watching to make sure that things don't go wrong in the first place.
Can we talk about advice?
Oh, my
because
God,
Because
yes.
I need
Did
advice.
You okay.
So I just went up to one of my teacher's classroom to tell her, to tell her about this thing that I'm going to talk about right now. Okay,
is it about your boyfriend?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
You guys,
okay.
I have a boyfriend, and he's really cute, and he's really nice, and I love him so much. But I get really insecure, not about him at all, not about, like, him or anything, that he does to me, I get insecure about his mom not liking me, and really, that's really it. I get so insecure that his mom I just get really insecure that his mom doesn't like me.
Molly, how long have you been with him?
Almost 5 months.
Girl, you need to, like, take it up with his mom and ask her, like, straight up. You need to ask her, because, like, if you like him this much...
I do.
Girl, how are you ever gonna, like, be with him if you don't know whether or not, like...
Well, here's the thing. Listen to this. So...
Sorry, listen to this!
Listen to this! Okay. Okay. So...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I knew our podcast was literally just gonna be us laughing. Anyway, so like she would invite me over. Like she invited me over to her birthday dinner with their whole family. So I was invited to that, which is good, positive. She invited me and over to her campsite to have hot dogs with her. That's a plus. She invited me this Saturday to have dinner with his family again.
Well, then why do you think she doesn't like you?
Okay, so, all positive things, right? Things that you would be like, yeah, she likes you. But then, oh yeah, she's talking to me about other stuff too. But then, like, but then on Saturday, she's like, so Molly, you go to the school, like,
the school.
You go to the school, and she's an online teacher, and I'm like, yeah, I go to the school, and she's like, do you feel safe there? And I'm like, yeah, I do, and I said, I feel really safe here, you know, like, there hasn't been an outbreak.
Yeah.
She's like, well, actually, yes, there has.
That's suspicious. That's weird. Huh?
Yeah.
What is she talking about? There's been, like, one or two people.
That's what I said. And I said, well, there actually hasn't been... I corrected her, which
probably was not... That never goes well with mothers. That never goes well with mothers. Ever.
Yeah. That's kind of where I think I went wrong. But I was right, so...
How do you know if you were right, though?
I know I'm right.
Okay, queen, go off.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop off right now. And then, so she's like, well, actually, yes, there has. And I said, no, there's only been a few students, and they just got it from their parents.
Three total.
Yeah, I said, only students have gotten it from their parents. There has been nothing where students have given it to another student.
Like, they pulled them out immediately.
Yep, and yeah. I said, there has never been a case where a student has given it to another student. And she didn't say anything back.
She thinks, like, the parts where, like, the bits where they had to quarantine the students. Like, I think that's the part where she was thinking that it was a full outbreak.
Maybe.
She was thinking that the kids that had to quarantine were the kids that had it.
And then she said, like, that I had to wear a mask when I was over there, which I usually never have to, but I did that time. And then she told...
I'm 100%... Okay, we'll put, like, a chicken noise or something over it. You are so paranoid about offending him.
So dude, I don't want his family to hear this.
Oh my god, it's not like, okay, but they already know that you're his girlfriend. It's not like anybody knows that, like, you're not his girlfriend.
True.
Like, anybody that listens to this is probably already gonna know that you're his girlfriend.
Girl, just put a chicken noise all over. I'm scared.
What? Say that again. I could not hear you. I could not understand you.
Put a chicken noise over. I'm scared.
What if she comes over? What?
I'm scared. I don't want them to be like, you're talking about us.
You are talking about them.
But I don't want to get confronted.
Girl, okay. I will not understand you. Honestly, I do not understand. Because if you post this on, like, any of your social media, or if listens to this... Then what the heck do you think is gonna happen? Like,
I'm not showing him this.
Then don't show. Okay, but if you don't show him this, then his parents don't know about it. Then nothing happens. Okay. Nothing happens.
Okay, you promise.
And that's the end of the story.
Okay, good.
I'm not gonna promise you anything. It's your responsibility not to share it with him.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're talking about, like, my boyfriend. Like, if you say, it's like, he who must not be named. Like, he's Voldemort or something. Like, girl.
Okay, girl. Just put chicken noise.
Rock! I can't. Oh, my God. So, okay. So then what are you actually asking advice about here? Because I think it kind of got lost in the story.
I think it kind of did, too.
You got lost talking about chicken noises.
I guess what I'm saying, like, it just, like, makes me, I just can't tell if she likes me or not. And then I just talked to my teacher upstairs, one of my old teachers, and she was close with her because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she said that, oh, yeah, she really liked
Voldemort.
Okay, we'll put a different noise over that. What noise do you want over that one? You're saying the names. What noise do you want over that? Because if he gets the chicken noise, what does she get? What if we just did, like, a screaming woman or something?
Girl, have fun editing this.
This is what I live for. I live for editing stuff like this. But honestly, I'm mostly afraid
Voldemort.
She's just gonna get mad at me because I edited it like this. Like, if she ever hears this, girl, I am dead on the spot. Period, queen.
Why would she hear this?
I don't know. Like, if someone sent it to her or something.
See, now aren't you anxious?
Well, I'm anxious only because, like, you said it, and I'm like, okay, this is how do you want it to be edited, you know? Like, maybe we should go away from the...
And then she said that, my teacher said that she loved Voldemort so much. I, like, that she really loved Voldemort.
Oh my God.
Voldemort.
I'm thinking maybe let's move away from the advice section because it's obviously
girl, I ain't done yet.
How about, okay,
no,
girl, we have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
How about we talk about ourselves?
Hold on, no, let me say something.
Oh, my God.
Let me just finish. So, I guess my advice is, like, should I be insecure or am I overthinking this? Everyone that I'm talking to is like, Molly, you're really overthinking this. But it makes me insecure because I've never, ever had a parent not like me.
You are way overthinking this, girl. Way overthinking it. Like, no, I'm serious.
How do I stop?
You look at me and you think that I'm crazy, but you are way overthinking this. I'm serious.
How do I stop?
How do you stop overthinking it?
Yes.
I think you need to confront her and ask if she likes you. Because she's obviously not going to say, no, I don't like you. And I think it'll just calm your fears. Like, what kind of mom is going to say, I don't like you, unless she really does not like you? In which case, hey, your boyfriend's gonna be in defense of you anyways, because he really likes you. I know he does.
I know he does.
Then why are you so anxious about it?
Because it matters a lot to me.
Girlfriend, I think you just need to calm down, take a deep breath, and ask her what she thinks about you. That is what I think needs to happen.
Ask her?
Yes.
Oh, that's a lot.
All right. Now, yes. We are moving away from tea time for the time being.
Girl, there's gonna be more tea next week, promise.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can't promise anything. There might not be.
Maybe there will be no tea at our school, but that's like, that maybe never happens.
No, maybe there's no tea. Maybe it's just, maybe this can just talk about my insecurities.
We're just gonna talk about your insecurities.
Because we literally just talked about my insecurities for like the past 15 minutes.
We literally did. We talked about your insecurities for like at least 10 minutes, I think.
Oh, and that's pretty much all of it, though.
Alright, so we are going to move on to, hey, maybe you should get to know us a little bit since this is the first episode of this podcast.
This is the first episode.
We haven't said a word about ourselves.
Okay.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah,
Molly, my very friendly pop. Molly, my very friendly podcast co-host, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So, my name is Molly, and I love doing... I'm a cheerleader. I love cheering. I'm a side bass.
What's a side bass?
One of the bases. It's just on the right side.
I understand. I got you.
On the right side bass. I love to paint.
My chair keeps, like, clicking. And it's kind of bothering me.
I love to paint. I'm not good at it, but I still like doing it.
Girl, who's actually good at painting besides
I love
Picasso.
Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. It's an issue with Beyonce. Beyonce is an issue, girl. I love her so much.
Gee, I noticed when you walked into the studio today and wanted to take a picture of the mic and be like, is this what Beyonce feels like?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Is this what Beyonce feels like?
Yeah. This microphone makes me feel like the queen.
We're taking a selfie right now.
We just took a selfie. That's how I got silent.
And we looked all hot. Oh my god, we looked all hot.
Oh yeah, we did. Okay. So,
That's definitely going up on the blog with this episode.
That's me. Okay, Bridget, your turn.
Hi, my name is Bridget. I am your other very friendly co-host. I really like to write and read, and I like doing publicity, and I love and live for editing things. I do freelance editing in my free time, and it technically counts as volunteer hours, but we're not going to talk about that part because that just makes me sound like a nerd. I really, really, really suck at card games. Like, so bad.
And you're gay.
Yes, I am gay. I am bisexual.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is what makes this dynamic so interesting. Yes,
this is the dynamic because we are complete opposites. That is the dynamic of this entire relationship. I want to talk about the card games for a minute.
Okay, talk about that then.
Okay, I went and played card games with my dad and his girlfriend and my little brother this weekend. And oh my god, I was so bad, and his girlfriend literally just learned how to play this card game and she beat my ass at it. She was so good and I don't even know how.
Is that bad? Do you not like her?
No, I love her. Emily's so cool. But like, oh my god, it made me look like a fool. And yes, that is all the time that we have for today. Molly, you have 5 seconds to advertise anything you want. Go!
Listen to, this.
That's all you want to advertise?
Yeah.
Alright, I have 5 seconds to advertise anything I want. My name is Bridget Stoltz. You can follow me on Instagram at BridgetIsOkay. You can follow us on Anchor Podcasts or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anything else. Or we also run a blog on our podcast. Don't miss a single thing. Sign up for our email and newsletter. I know it's already 2:20 and the bell already rang. Thank you so much for listening this week, and we will be back next week with another episode for you, edited by me and recorded by us. Thank you very much for listening.
Actually, hold on. My Instagram is MollyRoberts119, like my newest post.
Girl! Alright, we will see you next week. Remember to listen to the fastest podcast on the internet. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye!